We are about to speak with a group of students from Mayor Ed Ganey's Youth Civic Leadership Academy. They all are part of this program, which is facilitated by Youth Enrichment Services. You might recall we had some students from this program with us last week, and we're going to talk with another group this week about the great activities that are taking place. Before we do that, I'm just going to ask each of them to introduce themselves to you so you know who's in the studio. If you could just give your name, school or neighborhood, grade level, if you have any thank yous or shout outs, perfect time to do it. And why don't we start with you, Riley?
Hi, I'm Riley. I go to Obama, and I'm in grade 11, and I'm 16.
It's nice to meet you. Hello.
Hi, I'm Nishaya. I go to Purple Bread Oak. I'm in 10th grade, and I'm 15.
Hi, I'm Tyra. I go to Urban Pathways. I'm in 10th grade, and I'm 15.
Hello, I'm Will. I'm Will. I'm 17, and I'm in Auditize for 11th grade.
Well, I'm delighted that each of you is here, and it's kind of cool that you're all from different schools. I'd love to learn more about what you've been doing as part of the mayor's program. Would anyone like to start and just explain what the program's been all about and how it's been configured? Did they give you training to start with to learn more about how city government works?
In a way, yeah.
What did they do, William?
They educated us mostly on what the government did and how it operates, different parts of the government, and like different positions and what people do.
And did any of them surprise you? Like, I know there's some jobs I'm amazed when I discover, wow, somebody does this as a job. I would never think that that would even be a job that would be necessary. Do you remember anything that might have struck you as you, any of you, as you learned about people involved?
Not really.
I know the people involved with the budget, that's all they think about all the time. You probably met some of those folks. Did you get a chance to meet the mayor?
Yeah.
And what was that like?
It was really fun, actually. He's cool. He's actually real laid back to be a mayor.
Yeah. He's got probably a really hard job, don't you think?
Yeah.
Would any of you ever want to be mayor?
Me personally, no. I mean, I just feel, I feel like I could do it, but I feel like it's a lot of, like, it's just a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, a lot of people to answer to. And what about the three of you? Is that a job you think you would ever want?
No, simply because of the fact that when we was there, he told us, like you never know what's going to happen, so you have to be prepared for everything, and it's a lot of effort. So I think it would be a stressful job. I'd probably be able to do it, but for me, I don't think that would be for me.
It would be stressful, I think. What do you think, Nishaya?
Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. You guys rearranged on me, so I'm trying to remember. It's Tyra. I'm sorry.
I would not like to be the mayor one day.
I would not either, by the way. Only because they say thankless job sometimes. It seems like anything you do, somebody's going to criticize you one way or the other.
Yeah.
William, you feel the same way?
Yeah, I it's not for me. Yeah. I already know what I want to do, so
what
it
do
doesn't
you
really fit in there.
What do you want to do?
I want to be a writer and an engineer.
Well, that's excellent. I'd like to talk more about that in a few minutes. Did you guys have projects that you ended up doing as part of it?
Yeah.
I'd love to hear about those. Are they all different, or did any of you work together?
Me and Ashaya worked together.
Well, why don't you two start and tell us about the project you did. And this is, if you're just joining us, these students are all with the Youth Civic Leadership Academy, which is facilitated by Youth Enrichment Services, City of Pittsburgh. So we have a team project between Tyra and Riley. What did you guys do?
Me and Nishaya.
Oh, me and Nishaya. I'm like, you pointed and I got the wrong point.
You're fine.
I'm going to get there. No name tags. It'll work. So go ahead and tell us what you did.
Well, our project is on water. What is it?
Storm drains.
Storm drains, yeah. It's on storm drains. Basically, we had to research a lot, like probably like 2 to 3 weeks of research. And we had to come up with a solution on how we can filter out the storm drains in order to have filter water.
So the storm drains, when water flows to them from rain, and where do the storm drains go to?
It will go over the street drains.
Mm-hmm. And then once the water gets in there, it'll go straight to the river, right?
Yeah, but the storm drains, we want it to like hold the trash so the trash doesn't get in the water because we're trying to avoid that.
So if you like throw a pop can into a storm drain or into the street and then the water carries it to the storm drain, it's just going to go straight to pollute the river eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you have some ideas about preventing that kind of thing from happening? I see you nodding your head. Tell me.
Yeah. So we had this idea of putting a filter on top of the drain. And so when, say if it rains and there's a lot of like debris, everything in the water and stuff, it get caught at the bottom of the net so that the water can be filtered and go straight to the river.
Cool. And is the filter something you can actually see from the street and clean out?
Yeah.
And was it your idea, do these filters exist now, or are they something that you proposed to add?
Yeah, we actually found the idea from Australia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. And do you think the city's going to do it? Or at least, often they'll say they'll pilot it in some areas to see if it works.
We was hoping that they would, because unlike the other like drinks they have, we was hoping like this one could be like a sponge type of situation. And we was hoping to also try to get funded by Alcosan, the water company.
Did you get a chance to visit Alcosan as part of your work?
No, but they might be at our presentation on Tuesday, but I'm not sure.
I hope you get a chance to. They do tours on a regular basis, and it's pretty fascinating. What did you learn about working with other people as you did that project? Was it just the two of you, or were there others?
It was two other girls.
Yeah. I'd say in my experience, it's actually really fun once everybody get comfortable with each other. The work just flows, to be honest. Everybody know what they're supposed to do, and we often like come together to, like, if we have a problem, we often come together to solve it. I think it's really fun, honestly.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I feel like once we like all got comfortable with each other and we all start working together, it was easy because we all set out like a point of a project to work on.
Yeah, getting comfortable indeed is a big part of it, and it takes time to do that. Now, what about the other projects? Did you each have your own, or did you guys work together?
My groupmates aren't here, but yeah, we're three of us girls, and our presentation is about maternal mortality for Black women in Pittsburgh.
Tell me more about that, because Pittsburgh, actually, its rates are higher than other cities, right?
Yeah.
And is this death of a mother?
Yes.
And what did you learn about that?
We learned that, like, the Black women aren't good at the education and, like, the help they need because, like, of non-affordable health care.
So the prenatal care that a mom might need, it could be that you don't have access to it,
yeah,
or the information. Did you come up with some ideas to solve that problem?
We did. First was to actually, like, educate doctors more so they can actually have the appropriate, you know, thing to help black women.
The outreach that they might need. And I would imagine some doctors might assume that new mothers or mothers-to-be know certain things that they don't.
Mm-hmm.
How did you develop a program for doctors, or how did you go about this?
We still are kind of like trying to work with that, but we also came up with like community centers for pregnant black women to actually try to help and educate them also.
That's great. How did you learn about what moms need to know? Did you talk with doctors or health professionals or counselors about those things?
We had to do like a lot of research about it and like search up like what is like the main problem about it all.
Oh, bad. That had to take quite a bit of time. Were you surprised at what you learned?
Yes.
And since we're on the radio and people are listening, including black women who may be having babies soon or someday, are there any key items that struck you as something simple to do to help promote good health if you're expecting a child? I don't want to put you on the spot, and you're not a medical professional, but did anything like how you eat or resting or just how you spend your time?
I don't know really how to answer this question because I'm like not a professional, but I do recommend like trying to get as much help as you can and as you need.
Having a good support system.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And also I think your judgment of not wanting to answer as if you're a doctor is a very good one. But knowing your limits and having people around you,
mm-hmm,
that's great. What was it like working in a group?
It was really fun. We got to know each other a lot. And we did, you know, have to see each other like 2-3 times a week to get it done. But like all of us together, we got a lot of work done together. And we learned a lot about the mortality rates for a pregnant black woman.
Yeah, that's important. You know, until you can identify an issue and talk about it, you can't really solve it. So even your being here this morning is really significant. Thank you. Now, William, engineer to be, writer to be, what was your project?
Our project was on obesity in Pittsburgh. Or not just in Pittsburgh, but in America in general. It's a growing issue. Actually, it was identified as a pandemic. So that just really shows the severity of our issue that we're trying to tackle.
Kind of like an epidemic that just keeps growing and
mm-hmm.
growing. Is there a root cause, do you think?
I don't think it's just like one thing in particular. Actually, when we were doing our research, we seen that it was more so like a bunch of contributing factors.
Do you remember what some of those are?
Yeah, like a lot of people were living in food deserts. That's like families that aren't like meeting the standards. They're like really low income families. So like families that are renting houses and stuff, really in food deserts, and they don't have access to like grocery stores. They have more so access to like fast food places with unhealthy food. So
yeah,
that's really an issue. Also people who don't have time to like exercise, move around, but they still get like all the like carbs and stuff, so like they're working for the most part, but they don't have enough time to, like, get active.
Did you find sometimes that it's cheaper to eat bad food than to buy nutritious food?
That too, yeah. So some people who do live near grocery stores, like, who have access to that, the more healthy food is way more overpriced than the unhealthy food. So, like, the processed food, the food that has all the preservatives in it, way more less expensive than the freshly grown organic stuff.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem right. Did you come up with some ideas to fix this?
Yes. So we ended up, me and my partner, his name is Justin, we came up with an idea to make an app, a lifestyle app.
Huh. Tell me more.
So the app essentially would be helping you out. Like, so you can buy, we offer coupons for healthy food, like helping you out, like, with buying the healthy food. That's, like, coming in with the it being overpriced. Then we have a map that shows, like, healthy food options around you, like farmers markets, grocery stores, outlets for, like, people giving away healthy food, stuff like that. And then we offer fitness plans / like workout plans for you to, like, stay fit, stay healthy. We also have a nutritionist and a like a fitness trainer, kind of. So, like, if you ever need to talk to somebody about something. But that will be, like a feature that you can pay for, because we wouldn't be able to, like, provide it now as we are. So the money that would be going into the app from you paying for that would be used to pay them, since we can't provide it ourselves. But, and then we go into the section with, like meal planning recipe type.
Mm.
So, like, recipe book, like, in the app. So, like, shows you, like, what meals are healthy and good to eat, what gives you energy, what's just there to feel like something to fill you up, and it shows you how to make it.
What a great idea. And is it out yet, or are you still developing it?
Still making it.
And will you target it to the Pittsburgh area, or are you thinking it could be used nationwide?
So that's something we were thinking about, and I do think it can be used nationwide, definitely. Right now it was just made for specifically Pittsburgh in mind, but it would be great if everybody else used it as well.
Yeah, it sounds great. And, you know, I wonder whether local people would relate to it because it's local and might really adopt it, knowing that. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to learn about that. What a great idea. Now, I wanted to ask each of you a couple other things, but does anybody else want to say anything about the project that you did that you might not have had a chance to talk about? Great. You all were really great spokespeople. Now, I'm curious if you've been thinking at all about what you might like to do after high school. I know you get asked that question a lot, but I also know that people listening are really curious. William, you mentioned engineering and writing. Tell me more about your interest in those areas.
So for engineering, I mostly want to focus on agricultural engineering, mechanical engineering, and electrical engineering. I was really fond of mechanical and electrical. I said mechanical, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm make sure I didn't say anything else besides mechanical, but I was really interested in mechanical and electrical engineering since I was, like, around six. My dad was, like, a construction worker, so he was, like, more so, like, a handyman. He, you know, did stuff around the house. And then, like, all the cartoons that I watched was, like, more focused towards, like, building things, engineering your way through things. So that's something I was really, like, you know, interested in as a kid. I've seen it a lot. I was like, this is cool. So yeah, that's something I definitely want to do. And then for writing, I just recently got into writing. I like it a lot. It's really fun. I mostly make like thrillers slash like comedy, some action. I just started trying. I'm trying to really like open up like different things that I was going to do. I've made like a romance one not too long ago. It was it's actually not finished, but I'm still trying to make it. I don't really, you know, make romances too much, but yeah, I'm actually writing one right now. This one's going to be a thriller as well.
Very cool. And if nobody's told you yet, if you have interest in using our facilities here to publish anything or record anything in our Youth Media Center, it's open to you. In fact, we have field trips coming up from Alderdice in January, I believe. I'm not sure if you're in those classes or not, but even after school, we're open every day but Friday after school. Have you thought about what you might want to do yet?
After high school, I want to go to college for business.
I'm pointing at Tyra, by the way.
Oh.
business?
Mm-hmm.
And any particular, like, do you want to own a business or?
Yeah, nail salon.
Nail salon?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Do you know somebody who owns one now?
Yeah, it's my mom's friend. Her name is Tiffany. She owns a nail salon.
And you must, you know, have heard things from her about it being a good line of work, sort of control your own destiny. Let's see, Nishaya, what have you got?
After high school, I wanted to go to college. I have two different options that I was thinking, but overall, I want to go for business, too, and I want to get my bachelor's degree because I don't know if I want to have my own company for human services, a lash company, because I already be practicing, or be an interior designer. So I'm stuck.
How come interior design? What a great thing to pick.
Well, when, like I say, like, when I was 10 or 11, I was really into, like, those Netflix shows where, like, they would take people and give them their own room to design, and I just love decorating stuff, so I was just like, why can't I just make this a career? And interior design is actually, it seems really fun and creative, and I love fun and creative.
What a great idea. And, you know, as you're listening, William is in 11th grade, Tyra and Nishaya are both in 10th grade, so you got lots of time to figure out what you're going to do. But it's good to just sort of get a touch point at this time. Riley, what about you?
When I graduated high school, I wanted to go to college to be a lawyer.
And do you know what type for?
Yeah, it's two options. I wanted to be like an animal abuse lawyer for the fact I used to work at a human animal rescue society, and there was all these dogs that was on court hold because of what their owners did to them. They was on court hold for a year, 2 years, 3 years.
Mm.
And I felt like we need more lawyers in that type of business. And I also was thinking about being like a family divorce lawyer because I feel like, I know it would be hard, but like I feel like I would be really good in that option.
The world needs strong advocates
in
both of those cases. It's been so nice having all of you here. The time's really flown by. Does anybody want to say anything you didn't get a chance to? I want to be sure I don't leave you wishing you had said something. Thank you for representing. I think it's really important. Your projects are outstanding as well. Nutrition, obesity, working with that to fight it, as William said, as Tyra spoke, talking about moms, particularly maternal mortality among Black women, and Nishaya and Riley, your project about stormwater management, all really important. So thank you for being with us. Kudos to Youth Enrichment Services and Marganey's Youth Civic Leadership Academy. You all have presentations coming up this week?
Yes.
Good luck with those. I don't need to wish you good luck. You got it. I can tell.